A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If I would have told you 20 years ago that 20 years later you're still going to be out at 11:30 throwing live BP on the big field, what would you have thought?
No. I don't know, because it's a fluid situation, especially when you're younger, right? I didn't even know that there was a possibility of me even playing pro ball until late in my junior high school. But even then, I didn't really think of it as a realistic thing that might happen because, you know, a couple scouts reached out, and then colleges started to, you know, you get those letters from the schools. At the time, my vision for myself really wasn't baseball. Once I got drafted, you know, you look around and most guys have similar tools to you, and certainly throughout a system there's plenty of guys that have similar tools to you, and they're drafting new guys every year. So it's kind of like it doesn't seem like even just getting to like double A or triple A, that seems really far away, especially when you see the guys come down like on rehab assignments from double or triple A, and they look, you're like, oh my goodness, I know that guy. Like, that guy's,
I've seen him on my TV.
Seen him on my TV, or he's so far ahead of me. But then I think, you know, you push, you pull, you get pushed around, you push back, and then you start to figure out kind of who you are. And over time, if you're afforded enough opportunities, you get a chance to make the most of it. And but at some point, yeah, like I said, it becomes kind of more like who you are. Like, I'm a ball player, and I've been doing it for over half my life now.
But there have been a lot of guys, and let's just say talent in quotations, and I'm sure as a young player you saw guys who were really talented, but whether it was being away from home, whether it was the competition, whether it was the first time failure, bad habit. I mean, there are a lot of guys who kind of go away.
It's more nuanced than just one thing. I think you have to be persistent. You have to, there's got to be a little grit there, and you got to just keep kind of going, taking it day by day. That's hard to do, and it's hard for things to go your way too.
Do you remember the first, did you ever make a phone call to home saying, wow, I'm not sure about this? And did you make a phone call to home saying, I think I'm good. I think I now can see a path that I might not have seen the minute I walked out the door.
No, I think when I was younger, when I was in my early teens, I had those thoughts about myself, like just being away. But when I went down to Florida, no. I think it was more of like a lifestyle change, because all my friends were, they graduated high school, but then they went on like summer break and they were going to go off to school, and you know, and they got to pick really where they went. And I went down to Florida and started my career. That was the hard part for me. It was kind of that detachment from what the rest of my friends were doing.
How long does it take before you know that you belong? Like, I can do this. Is it
right
when you get asked to come back the next year after you've pitched and people have seen you?
Well, the organizations, they try to facilitate you feeling like you're where you should be, and or like they have a plan for each person. If they didn't, it's not just like they just take a scoop of guys and just throw them in there and see what sticks. I mean, that's not how you really develop guys, because really anybody at some point, like anybody, if they do the right things, can make it. It's just you have to do the right things, and like that's what the process is about. It's about trying to develop guys to maximize their tools and their potential. And sometimes a 30th round pick is going to make it to the big leagues, and sometimes a first rounder's not going to. It's not just like a shark tank. They don't just feed you to the wolves. Like, they try to, you know, they try to make you feel like you belong. And that's how, you know, there's some of that. There's some of like, hey, like, it's time to grow up. There's some of that kind of, hey, can you be away from home? Can you come to the field at 6 in the morning to do a lift? Can you make sure you show up on time?
Can you handle not being successful for maybe the first time in your baseball
life? Yeah, but like, I guess it depends. Like, if you're like I was a somewhat higher draft pick, I was in the third round, they're gonna give you more chances. If you're coming in late and you're not playing well, or you're kind of a problem in the clubhouse, and you're, you know, they don't have that much invested in you, it's gonna be more of a challenge. But at some point, you know, I don't know when that is for each individual person, it's different, but it's time to get going or go home.
I don't know if you've ever, in your mind, maybe there is no such thing as a perfect game, but there are nights that you just must know that me versus them, I'm better tonight. I don't know how often that happens, and I'm not saying there's a bravado that you take to the mound that you can get shelled and you can give up a three-run shot at any given moment. But what's it like to know that you are in control and it's your night? Like, you just feel like, I don't care who it is, I'm good tonight.
Probably the moment would dictate that, kind of my mentality a little bit. At the end of the day, I fall back on my routine, and I fall back on what I've built as a pro, my routine, and my mindset is very similar going to each game. I mean, when I walk down the tunnel, I walk out to the dugout, and I run out to center field to get stretching and warming up. My mentality is the same most nights. I can't really see that changing. I could see that changing if there were circumstances outside off the field. You know, if there was something that was not right off the field, I could see that changing. But for the most part, I'm kind of on autopilot at this point.
Are there nights where you know coming out of the... I always think maybe you need a few batters because the pen is not the answer.
Right. So I would say that during playoffs, I think that's kind of... You got to let it come out a little bit. That's a little different. But no, I mean, most nights, no.
What if you don't have good stuff?
I think before, I might have said, before you could really quantify everything that you're doing. And now, though, with the Hawkeye, the track man, all that stuff, for the most part, my stuff's the same. You know, I'm not going to say, like, if you ask some catchers that have caught me, if you ask Travis, because he's caught me in some really big games, if you ask Brian McCann, you know, if you ask some guys that have caught me, like, in kind of, like, bigger situations, and, like, hey, was the stuff a little bit different? They probably would be able to pinpoint a couple games where it's like, yeah, it was a little different tonight. But, like, for the most part, our stuff is the same. You know, if we're dealing with injuries, that's something different. If you're dealing with, you're hurt, you're injured, it's different. But really, on a macro level, like, everything's pretty much the same. But, like you said, you alluded to the mentality. It's like you try to get to a headspace that is where you're free, you know, and you're not just dipping your toes in the water. And you're trying to dive in and
conviction.
Well, yeah, and that's how you let your body and who you are inside manifest itself physically. And that's really what you're looking for, because when you feel that freedom and you feel that kind of like a loose aggression, it's kind of that's the sweet spot. Like when you go out and you're kind of hesitant and that can be a culmination of things. So it can be like three starts leading into it, I've given up four runs, you know, and I go out and I'm facing the best team in the league, and now you got questions, now you got doubts. But eventually you learn how to deal with
a lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Bobby Abick, longtime quarterback in the NFL, when he was 37, he came on and he said, if I had my 23-year-old body with my 37-year-old head, I've seen it all. I know, but I just can't do it as well. I can't do it as quickly. And I'm a little bit off the fastball. How much your job in particular, if you've done it, seen it, I don't know if there's anything left that you haven't seen, that you have a reserve to pull from. And while you might not be the 29-year-old version of you, the 40-year-old version of you might be better at a couple of things.
I would take my delivery and my stuff, even though last year was probably one of my worst full seasons that I've had in the past 6 or 7 years, I would take that over me at 25, 24, 25, 26. Probably. I mean, I had a couple good seasons physically. I mean, I didn't really hit my stride until I was close to my mid-30s. And by then, and then when that happened, I was actually making some adjustments mentally because my stuff was different. Because my mentality changed, my delivery changed, a lot of things changed. So for me, I'm not the guy to ask. Like, yeah, I mean, do I wish I could go back and say, hey, change your arm slot, you know, when you're 13 or 14, kind of just drop it down more natural. You know, try to throw a couple balls as hard as you can. Like stay with your stuff. Like, be a stuff guy. Don't just, you know, try to get ground balls and, like, pick at the bottom of the zone. Like, try to challenge guys, go after guys. But I think, too, like, some of these things are come from just life in general.
You know, family, kids.
Yeah, family, kids. Everything. Just like everything. You, like, we all go through it. And you could ask that really anybody, you know, when they're 50, 60 years old, hey, would you go back and what would you give advice to yourself when you could when you were younger? It's like everybody's, I've heard that asked so many times.
Right. Yeah, letter to myself. the letter to myself column where you go, what would I want to tell? How much consideration to not coming back this year, if any at all? Like, was family or was there a moment where you've had the conversation in the last couple of years about are we good? Or,
coming back here?
Yeah. To just keep
to the game?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've asked myself that for a long time now. And I think most people do. You know, I think that we all assess where we are in life and what our priorities are and what we need to do and to live a fulfilling life and also be fulfilling to other people that are counting on you. And I have that responsibility at home to my wife and my kids. That's the most important thing to me. It's not baseball.
Is there such a thing as a dinner table conversation at that point with your wife?
I mean, it's different, right? Because the situations are always changing. When I was just breaking into the league, trying to establish myself, it's like, hey, you're dating a Major League Baseball player. Like, the schedule's not great. I could get released tomorrow. In a year from now, I might not even, you know, that might be the last time I picked up a baseball.
Or we could be moving.
We could be moving. All right, 100%. We could be moving. You know, you name it. Like, it might just might not work out. And now here I am in my mid-20s, and I've graduated high school, and I'm now 5-6 years behind my peers. Or, like, guys that stick it out, grind it out, 8, 9, 10 years in the minor leagues just to get a shot at the big leagues. They enter the workforce, and it's like, you know, so you have those just trying to establish myself in the league, and then those things change. Your financial situation changes. Your attitude towards the game changes. It gets a little bit easier to go in the clubhouse every day. It's a little bit easier to take the mound every day, or vice versa. And that situation is constantly changing. And then, you know, we have 4 kids. You know, one year they might be, one of them might love baseball. The next, you know, he might hate baseball and he wants me to stop. And, like, they're all my kids, my wife, they're the most important thing to me. So it's not as simple as.
Yeah. And nobody cries for Major League Baseball players very often. But the reality is that there are things that you miss. And when players say that, people get a little bit, what are you talking about? You get this many months off and you get. It's an interesting thing when you go, yeah, but that recital or that travel ball, right, or how's my wife going to juggle 4 on a 10-day road trip? Those are real things. And again, when players say it, I think fans or people get a little bit, stop talking about it. But there is a human element to this thing that I think sometimes, because everybody knows salaries and everybody knows that you love playing, oh, what are you complaining about? It's not a complaint. It just might be somebody talking about a life situation.
Right. I'm not complaining at all. It's just, at some point, it's the reality of the situation. What is important to me and what I value is my family.
Your peace of mind knowing, it sounds like, you could put it down.
Yeah, I think I came to that, okay, to that conclusion a while ago. I'll love it. Like, I'll love the game forever and be in the clubhouse with the guys. And but at the same time, you know, like you said, I'm a human being and I have a family and I have friends and I have, you know, people that, you know, are counting on me at some point to be around, like, as a dad and do the simple things. At some point, you know, your kids aren't impressed by you being a ball player and your wife's not impressed by you being a ball player anymore. They really don't care. At some point, they just don't care. It's like, it's cool to be like, hey, my dad's hey, open this pack of cards, my dad's in it. Like, that's cool. But at some point, as a human being, people just don't care. You alluded to people saying, oh, well, like, a baseball player is complaining. It's like, that right there is the point, is that at some point, even fans that are really into baseball, they don't care that you play baseball because they revert back to the fact that, oh, it's just the game. At some point, we all have to look at it that way, too.
And the minute you walk away, the game doesn't stop. I think you can come up with every Hall of Famer who's walked away, and you know what they did? The next season, somebody was on the field playing baseball.
And that's the thing, too. What it was for me was, it was more proving to myself that I could do it and I could accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. It wasn't about a legacy or making my mark in the game, because because it's like you said, people just don't care. At the end of the day.
Can I just say this, though? When you've had postseason success, and you have, and you help a team win a World Series, and that fan base gets to celebrate that, they do care about that. And I know that most players I've spoken to say they're aware of what that does for a fan base, too. That's the greatest relationship I think you can have with a fan base is you know for a fact. We just made this group of people extremely happy.
Right. I think people remember other things, too. Like, I think people remember Spence's strikeout game, you know, and those moments, and those moments are moments, right? They're snapshots. But at the end of the day, that's what makes sports great, is that there's always going to be somebody that has spent hours and hours and dozens of hours, hundreds of hours honing their craft to get to that moment, to show it off, and to meet challenges, and for people to be experienced, to people being able to experience that alongside them, whether that's teammates or fans.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.